This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. Man, I slept great last night.
Yeah?
I slept so good last night. I went to bed, head hit the pillow, like right around 9:30. I'm sure I was asleep like minutes after that. And then I slept, didn't wake up once until my alarm went off at 3:25.
Wow, that's some good sleep right there.
Now, when I woke up, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, well.
But still, it just felt good to get all that sleep in at once without any... without being interrupted, without having to get up to go to the bathroom or whatever the case may be.
That's so funny because last night I kept waking up throughout the night. I did not sleep all the way through, but I felt like I got great sleep because every time I woke up, I thought it was time to wake up and it wasn't.
Were you sleeping in those 90-minute cycles?
I was. Yeah. Like I woke up at like 12:30 and then I woke up right around 4 and then I was like, I guess I'll just like stay up.
That's the key to get as many of those cycles in as you possibly can in one night. I don't even know what I did differently last night. I've been wearing nose strips, breathe right strips to bed.
Okay.
Just because I've been so congested lately.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have my, you know, my Rain app playing my...
Oh, what'd you go with last night?
The Soft Rain.
Oh, Soft Rain.
Helped put me to sleep last night. But Alyssa is on TikTok. I am not on TikTok. Let me turn my Rain app off.
You can let it go. Just have some ambient noise in the background.
You're on TikTok. Have you seen or have you heard anything about sleep maxing on TikTok?
Sleep maxing? I don't think I've heard of that.
I'm reading about it this morning. It's a trend on TikTok, and I guess it's just maximizing your sleep, coming up with ways to maximize your sleep. And so they share these trends on TikTok and call it sleep maxing.
Oh, there's like trends that go along with it. The trend itself isn't just sleeping as much as you can.
There's three of them I wanted to talk about because they sound really bizarre to me.
Okay.
I mean, I guess don't knock it until you try it. One of these sleep max trends, eat kiwi before bed.
I've never heard of that.
There's this small study out there that finds that eating kiwi fruit before bedtime can improve sleep, but more research needs to be done on that. But I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it would be really easy to try.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like it'd be difficult. Might as well give it a go, but no, I've never heard of that before.
And then there's something called the Sleepy Girl Mocktail.
See, this I have heard of.
Okay.
Yes, I have heard of that.
Because it says here that thousands of TikTokers swear by this drink. and it combines magnesium powder and tart cherry juice mixed with sparkling water, prebiotic soda, or lemonade. And that you mix all that together, and it helps you sleep better. But sleep experts are kind of like, hang on.
I was going to say, how do they feel about that?
Because it says while magnesium, am I saying that word right? Magnesium? Magnesium.
You did just now. Magnesium.
Okay. Magnesium. While that has been linked to improved sleep, sleep experts are saying that there's no evidence that this sleepy girl mocktail, the evidence is weak that it helps you sleep.
Honestly, I mean, even if it is just like theater of the mind, if it works, it works.
The last thing here, and this is, I don't think I would ever try this, mouth taping.
I've seen a ton of this. Mouth taping, yes, I have seen that.
It's just what it sounds like.
You tape your mouth shut.
Right, and you force breathing through your nose while asleep. And people swear by it. They say it helps prevent snoring and dry mouth.
I would simply pass away because I'm a mouth breather when it comes to sleeping. I'm so stuffy all the time. I would not survive that. And I also just don't feel like it would be very comfortable. I don't want to have tape on my mouth when I sleep. But I do see videos like that all the time. Like, there's this new thing called the morning shed that girls are doing where they take off their, like, their mouth tape. They're like, if they're wearing like an eye mask, they'll take that off. Like any sort of like crazy hair contraption that they have in, they'll take all that off. Like any pimple patches. Like, yeah, it gets intense.
It's overwhelming.
It
for
is.
Sure.
It definitely is. I'm lucky if I put some lotion on before I go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I have the Breathe Right strips right now. That's pretty much the extent of what it's going. I'm not going to duct tape my mouth.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that one either. But if you have and you swear by it, I mean, hey, let us know. Maybe we could be convinced. 216-474-0104.
All right, lots to get into this morning. We have good vibes on the way at 6:55. Red Flag Friday, 7:25 this morning. And Alyssa's College of Knowledge, of course. The last two times to play before the weekend. You could win a $50 gift card to the Woodhouse Spa this morning on the Q Morning Show.
Q104 will be right back
from the 1-800 Hurt Now Traffic Center.
You've got the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, it's Q104. You know what else would give me anxiety? I mean, I'm already starting my car in the morning and I'm afraid that somebody's going to steal it.
Right.
If I was walking around with a very expensive piece of jewelry on my wrist, did you see this? Tom Brady and what he gave his son?
No.
Tom Brady has gifted his 15-year-old son, Benny, a $3 million watch. And he documented this. I don't even know why you would document this.
Sorry, I'm silent. My jaw is just, I got to pick it up off the floor real quick. $3 million?
I don't even know what this was. This was some video recap of Tom Brady's Super Bowl Sunday. And on the video, he surprises his son with this $3 million watch. Here's some audio of that.
Put your wrist out. Don't look. You boys, close your eyes too.
Let me see it.
Don't look.
Ben, are you closing your eyes?
Yeah, I'm closing my eyes.
I see you peeking.
Don't look.
It feels shiny.
Is it heavy, Benny?
It feels shiny. Okay, look.
Ooh.
Whoa.
That's too much money for one person to have. I just want to float that out there.
A Jacob and Company billionaire mini Ashoka watch. It's covered in 100 carats of diamonds, and it's worth $3 million.
And a 15-year-old has that.
Tom Brady gave that watch to his son. What are you going to do with that? You're going to wear that on public? You're going to let a 15-year-old kid wear a $3 million watch out in public?
There's that feels no way. Like a safety hazard, does it not?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would have the same feeling wearing the $3 million watch that I would the same feeling, maybe it would be worse, about starting my car up and thinking that
somebody's going to.
I would think that if people knew, this is on video, people knew that I'm walking around with a $3 million watch, I don't think I'd have that watch at the end of the day.
Yeah, no. That is like, I would never post that. I can't believe that he would do that.
And then from Tom Brady's perspective, his 15-year-old son. I have a 13-year-old son who goes out and loses water bottles.
I was going to say, could you imagine Will with a $3 million watch.
Misplaces his cell phone.
That's like, what, 10th grade? You can't even drive at 15. Like, what are you doing?
Just ridiculous, Tom Brady.
That is crazy.
I don't get that at all.
Mm-mm.
All right, good vibes on the way this morning. It's Friday morning. What has you in a good mood on this Friday morning going into the weekend?
What's got you smiling today? What's got you just hyped up?
Let us know. 216-474-0104. We have good vibes on the way.
It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show.
I always go with them every morning when I first wake up. They tell me what's going on here.
Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 655 on Q104.
Q104, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Ivy.
Hi, Ivy.
So the good vibes are that today is my husband's birthday.
Happy birthday, hubby. What's his name?
Andrew.
Aw, shout out to Andrew. Happy birthday.
The best part, though, is this is kind of like selfish, but we're going to Texas Roadhouse for dinner, and that's like my jam. So that's what I'm really excited about today. Not only is it his birthday, but I get Texas Roadhouse.
Now, how is it that you're going to Texas Roadhouse, your favorite restaurant, on his birthday? Was that his choice, too?
It's like our place. That's where we go all the time.
Oh, gotcha.
Ooh, I just went on their website. They've got like the honey cinnamon butter for the bread.
Right.
Oh, yes, dude. That's the best.
The best part.
Very good. Did you get a special gift for him too for his birthday?
I mean, since we're married now, we're not really doing like big things, but I did get him a gift. I bought him breakfast this morning and left it for him since I leave earlier than he does for work. So.
Aww.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Once you get married, you just stop buying gifts for each other.
Oh, yeah. Like last week for Valentine's Day, I got him like some $5 candy and I was like, here you go. Happy Valentine's Day. I thought of you.
There you go. That's it.
But that's because, or at least in my relationship, it's because we save up for experiences now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like birthday gifts and Valentine's Day gifts are less important to me because I'd rather have experiences like a big vacation somewhere, something like that.
Something that you can do together.
100% agree. We're headed to Texas next month. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, Texas Roadhouse tonight. Texas the state next month.
It all works out.
Exactly.
Going to the mothership.
Yeah, right? I've never been, so.
Thank you, Ivy. Happy birthday to your husband and have a wonderful time tonight.
Oh, thank you. Have a great day.
216-474-0104. That's how you share your good vibe on the Q Morning Show. Ivy's going to Texas soon. Going to Texas Roadhouse tonight. Keep the Texas theme going.
Gotta get ready for the big one.
It's Austin, Q104. You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. I don't know what music to use for this.
Oh, put the John Cena, the do-do-do-do.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do.
Oh, where is that? Where is that?
I know. We've got that one on hand.
All right, hold on. Okay, use this.
Yep, there
That's
we go.
What you're talking about?
I'll take it.
This is the music we use during Alyssa's College of Knowledge when somebody wins.
But so, this is also the John Cena theme, and it feels fitting since it is his last go-around in WWE. So the whole reason why I made this game yesterday, chiropractic technique or wrestling move. I'll give you a little bit of backstory here.
Okay.
I went to the chiropractor this week, and it quite literally, I mean, it changed my life. Every time I go to a chiropractor after years away, I'm like, why didn't I do this sooner? Like, a year worth of back pain, gone. But he pulled out this contraption while I was there, and I was like, whoa, I've seen that used on TikTok, like chiropractors on TikTok. So when I got home, I was like, oh, I gotta see, like, what is this called? I couldn't remember the name of it. So I found it. It's called a Y-strap. It's not that interesting. But I did fall down a bit of a rabbit hole of chiropractic techniques on TikTok. Now, Bill, I know that you're not on TikTok, but there are some crazy chiropractors that name some of their like signature moves. And I was sitting there going through these. I was like, some of these literally sound like wrestling finishers because I'm a big WWE fan too. And I was like, some of these are great names for wrestling finishers. And since I know that you do not even watch any sort of wrestling, I was like, this would be a perfect game to play with you.
No, I don't watch wrestling.
No.
And I have never been to a chiropractor, so I couldn't be more out of my element than I am right now trying to guess a chiropractic technique or a wrestling move.
Good. That's exactly how I want it.
All right.
Okay, so we'll start out easy. The stunner.
The stunner is absolutely a wrestling move.
Yes. All right, we got that one right. I figured I'd start you easy. Stone Cold Steve Austin, the stunner. I mean, you don't get any easier than that.
Okay.
Okay, how about a magic hug?
A magic hug is a chiropractic technique.
All right, okay. We got a nice little streak building. What about the Thompson drop?
The Thompson drop is, I'm going to say that's a chiropractic technique by Dr. Thompson. He created that.
I don't know if the fact is correct there at the end, if he created that. But yes, it is a chiropractic technique.
Oh my God, I'm really good at this game.
You actually are. I'm kind of hoping you'd be worse. The Twisted Bliss.
Twisted Bliss is also a chiropractic technique. No. Wrestling
no,
move.
Sir. That would be Miss Alexa Bliss's finisher.
Oh,
yes.
I should have known.
What about the belly to belly?
The belly to belly sounds like a wrestling thing. Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that one right. That's Bayley's finisher right now. I love the female wrestlers. The women's division is my favorite. Ooh, what about this one? The Crack House.
The Crack House is, I think that's a wrestling move because I don't think a well-respected chiropractor would use Crack House to advertise one of their chiropractic techniques. I think that sounds unprofessional. Am
I
wrong?
You might think that.
I'm wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong. You might think that, but this chiropractor that uses this is in Florida, so context is important.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, that makes a little more sense. Okay, I got three more for you. The RKO.
The RKO. Now, that feels like something that I've heard of before. I'm going to say that's a wrestling thing. Yeah?
Yes. I figured you might get that one. That one's kind of popular. That's Randy Orton's finisher.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard of that at some point in my life.
RKO. Like, you've probably heard people chanting it at different points.
Possibly.
Probably seen shirts with it. All right. The figure eight.
Figure eight is a chiropractic technique. No? Uh-uh. No? Wrestling move?
Wrestling move. That is Charlotte Flair. Oh, what's the Ric Flair? It's his daughter that uses that move. And last but not least, the ring dinger.
Chiropractic technique. Yeah!
Yes! Yes, dude, that is the craziest one. If you've never looked up the ring dinger, it is absolutely wild. I want to get it done, but it looks really scary. Like, Jack Harlow got it done once. It's this chiropractor down in Texas. You should watch the Jack Harlow video if you haven't seen that one.
I know nothing about it. I know nothing about it. I've gone to get professional massages before, but I've never seen a chiropractor. Like, what is the difference between going to see a chiropractor and getting a professional massage?
A chiropractor is an adjustment. They crack your back. Like, they crack your neck and your bones and loosen you all up. It's not really a massage. It's more of just, like, cracking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're good with that.
I love it.
Because I don't think I would be good with it.
Yeah. I don't know. If you've never, have you never been to a chiropractor?
No, I've said that like three times.
I know.
Now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's upsetting. You should definitely try it because it's nice.
When people crack their knuckles, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't see how going
really?
To. Yeah.
You've never told me that. I crack my knuckles all the time.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I crack my back in here.
I've never heard that.
Oh, really? I do it like every day.
Can you do it right now?
Probably.
Put your back up to the mic.
I just did it. Yeah,
I
you couldn't hear it, though.
Nobody heard anything.
Yeah, no, just some little pops.
All right, Red Flag Friday. We have that this morning. Vanessa in Willoughby is going to join us. She has been in a relationship for actually quite a while. I think almost a year, 10 months. That's what it was.
Yeah, 10 months.
And she has noticed a red flag that might derail this relationship of hers that's been going so well. Red Flag Friday, let's help her out coming up. In less than 15 minutes, the Q Morning Show.
Don't move. Q104.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. We're going to bring in Vanessa in Willoughby. It's Red Flag Friday. So Vanessa is in a relationship, and we'll find out how long she's been in a relationship. But something's going on right now, and Vanessa has identified it as a potential red flag in this relationship. Vanessa, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So tell us about your relationship and the red flag that you have noticed.
I basically have been seeing this guy for a while, about like 10 months. It's been pretty good. We're like, I guess what you would call official. So he's met my mom, he's met my dad, I've met his parents, and everything is good and I'll teach you there, but there's just like this one like weird thing. And
yeah, because you guys are in a relationship. This is not a new relationship.
Yeah, this is not like we're talking. No, you guys are together.
Okay.
We're together. It's almost been, it's almost getting up to the year.
So what is bothering you? What's the red flag that you've noticed?
So maybe I'm just in my head, but he just hasn't posted a picture of me on his Instagram.
Like he hasn't posted any pictures of you at all?
No.
Not once in 10 months has he posted a picture of you.
So there was this one time where he posted on his story and we were at a dinner. And I mean, I think you could like kind of see, you know, like the back of my head or you could kind of tell that was me, but like.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Yeah, like my face wasn't in it.
Have you posted any pictures of him?
Yes, all the time. I'm always posting him. He like likes it, then he'll comment on it, but he just doesn't repost any of it.
Even if you tag him, he won't put you in his stories or something like that.
Yes, I'm always tagging him, but he'll just never, you know, when he like can reshare or like do a repost. He's never done that. And if he has, I missed it or something.
Hmm. Does he even like use social media or like, does he post other stuff on Instagram?
He posts on Instagram. Yeah. He will definitely, he posts things on Instagram.
Huh.
I know. It's really weird. We're spending, like I said, he stays with me. We spend all of our time, like basically together. And on his social media, it's just like, they don't even exist.
Not even any pictures of the two of you together?
Oh, no. And I don't want to be in my head about this, but that's why I'm coming to you guys, because I'm like, this is kind of irking me out. And I don't know if he's purposely not doing it because he's trying to hide his relationship from like someone else, or maybe he's just like kind of clueless.
Maybe he's waiting to hard launch you on social media.
It's been like 10 months.
Maybe he has a year like cutoff date for the hard launch.
Oh, maybe.
Could that be it?
I don't know. It's just weird. Like, he posts, like, I have, like, a dog, so he'll post, like, pictures of, like, my dog and just...
He posts pictures of your dog?
On his story.
Okay. Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
I think it's weird, but I don't think it's a red flag. Do you think it's a red flag, Alyssa?
I actually kind of do think it's a red flag.
Why do you think it's a red flag?
I've had situations exactly like yours, Vanessa, where I'm like, what is up with this? I think that it's a red flag only because he posts other things on Instagram. If he wasn't using it like at all, if he was just like, you know, just not into it, like my husband's not really into social media, fine. But if he's still using Instagram and he's never even posted a picture with her, weird.
But everything else in the relationship is going well. The only thing that isn't is maybe he's just a very private person.
I'm not saying that this is breakup worthy. I'm just saying, like, I would also be alarmed.
Vanessa, what did you guys do on Valentine's Day? Was he your Valentine? Did you spend Valentine's Day together?
Of course. I'm telling you, he's so perfect in, like, all other areas, too. He's so nice to me. He, like, we went out to dinner. He got me roses, even, like, a treat for, like, my dog. It was he's adorable in that way. But I mean, I posted our picture, but
he'll do all that, but he won't post a picture of or with you.
Yeah.
I think actions speak louder than words here. I think actions speak louder than pictures that you post on Instagram.
Oh, that's what you were saying.
That's exactly what I think here. I don't think this is a red flag. 216-474-0104. Vanessa in Willoughby. A 10-month relationship with this guy. He seems perfect. They spent Valentine's Day together. It's not like he has other Valentines. The only thing that he hasn't done is post her, a picture of her on his Instagram or anything about the relationship.
Ever. He's never posted anything about them.
Is it a red flag? I say no. Alyssa says yes. 216-474-0104. Q104. 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa, and we're doing Red Flag Friday. Talking about Vanessa's situation, Vanessa's in Willoughby. She's been dating a guy for 10 months now, and I think this has been building up for the past few months. I think the longer that it goes on, the more anxiety she gets over this. But now we're in month 10, and this guy that she's been dating has never posted about her on social media ever. Never, not one picture.
Not a picture with her.
Not one post.
Not even a repost on his story.
Everything else in the relationship is fine.
Except this one thing.
This one thing. I say it's not a red flag. Alyssa says it is. Katie in Berea, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Is it a red flag that this guy has not posted about Vanessa?
Oh, yes. I totally think so. And, you know, Alyssa said a lot of things that made sense this morning. She said that, you know, if he didn't post anything, that would be different. But he does. And then another thing, it's been 10 months, so you would think he would say something. But I wouldn't break up with him. I would sincerely talk to him about it and ask him why and say, you know, it's important to me because social media is something that I would like to use to, you know, show off my relationship. So I think it's a red flag.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. I don't think that it's like breakup worthy, but I definitely think that it is alarming. I would be alarmed just like Vanessa is. I would have like some red flags going off as well.
Is that an awkward conversation to have with somebody?
I think that it is, but as far as being a millennial or younger, it's like social media has been such a big part of our lives that I think that it is important to talk to your partner about how do you use social media? Like, how are you using this? Like, are you on it all the time? Like, I know that Bryce does not. And like, I joke that I send him stuff on Instagram all the time. And like, once every 6 months, he'll check it. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's all the stuff I sent you. Mm-hmm. I think it's just important to be on the same page.
I was just thinking from a guy's perspective, if my girlfriend, who I've been dating for the last 10 months, let's say for whatever reason, I've never posted about her. Let's say that I'm just a very private person mm-hmm. and I'm very cautious about things like that. If she started asking me questions like, how come you've never posted about me? I would think that was a red flag.
Yeah. And see, I could see that side of it too. But I just think it's important to remember that like everybody feels differently about different things. And while this might not be social media, might not be his jam, it might be important to Vanessa.
Helena in Wycliffe. Good morning. Red flag or no red flag?
Good morning. I'm saying no red flag.
No red flag for you.
And why do you say so?
Okay. So I've been married for 7 years. I've got 2 kids. I think my husband's maybe posted me once, and it's because I asked him to. And my husband, he religiously uses Facebook, Instagram. Like, he's a diehard Browns fan, so, like, it's football this, football that. He'll mm-hmm. even post our kids. He does not post me, and that's okay. You know, I asked him at the beginning of our relationship, like, hey, like, why don't you post? He goes, oh, like, it's just never been my thing. So, like, we talked about it, though. And so I don't trip about it. I don't care. Like, I mean, I did care about the cute little Valentine's Day thing, but he said it's really not his thing, you know? But, like, he still showcases his love to me. So I think it's just a communication thing. Like, she just needs to talk to him to see his reasoning. But I absolutely don't think it's a red flag.
216-474-0104. The calls and the texts are still coming in.
Yeah, I think that that's honestly the best sentiment, though. I think that, like, you've got to ask him about it and see why. Because after 10 months, you know, she sounds like she's young. After 10 months, being the age that I am assuming she is, that's kind of weird. It's weird.
This by no means needs to end the conversation or settle it, but we've had one call that said red flag, another one that said no red flag. What does Tina in Akron say? Tina, good morning.
Good morning, guys. No red flag. I think she sounds a little insecure because maybe he just wants to keep that part private, or maybe he's not that type of a guy to throw pictures of them or her all over his social media. Doesn't mean he doesn't love her. He shows her love other ways.
Yeah, I think the other evidence has to be taken into account. The fact that they've had no other issues in this relationship.
Right.
He's not he's posting about other things, but he's not DMing other girls on his Instagram. He spent Valentine's Day with her.
He's met her parents. She's met his. Like, they seem pretty ingrained in each other's lives. So I don't think that there's any harm in bringing it up. I'm going to change it to say I don't think this is a red flag. I think this is a beige flag. Mm. I think that it's a flag that needs some more investigation.
Okay. Well, good luck with that conversation, Vanessa. I mean, I can't say that I'm encouraging you to have that conversation, but I mean...
I am. I'm encouraging you to have that conversation. Communication is key.
Good luck and let us know how it goes. Red Flag Friday, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For Miles Smith.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
We have Jason in Brook Park. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Ready to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa.
All right.
5 questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Number one, the current love interest of Timothée Chalamet.
What's her name? Kylie Jenner.
Question two. Back in the day, TRL stood for?
Total Request Live.
Question three. Mr. Spock on Star Trek was a native of the planet what?
Vulcan.
Our fourth question. What artist wasted away in Margaritaville? Gonna need an answer in three,
Tim McGraw.
Final question. Who is the first American to orbit the Earth from space?
John Glenn.
All right. Let me get Alyssa back in here, Jason, right away. Jason, you did really, really well.
Oh, yeah?
4 out of 5 today.
All right.
So Alyssa has to bring a game. She is back in the studio. That's her water bottle that she just set back down.
Okay.
This is Jason in Brook Park.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Alyssa.
He just went 4 for 5.
All right. Okay. Not too shabby.
Alyssa needs 4 to tie, 5 to win. Here we go. The current love interest of Timothée Chalamet.
Kylie Jenner.
Back in the day, TRL stood for?
Total Request Live.
Mr. Spock on Star Trek was a native of the planet what?
Oh, yeah, that's where you got me. Never seen it. Don't know.
Not even going to take a guess?
I don't even have a guess.
The planet Vulcan.
Yeah, no.
Question four. This is the one that Jason missed. What artist wasted away in Margaritaville?
Wasting away today in Margaritaville. That feels like Jimmy Buffett.
It does feel like Jimmy Buffett, and you would be correct.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Alyssa has three at the moment. Jason scored four. Alyssa needs this question to tie or she loses today.
Okay, I'm ready.
Who is the first American to orbit the Earth from space? The anniversary was yesterday.
I don't feel like this is right, but I'm going to say Neil Armstrong.
Oh.
Nope.
So sorry.
Oh.
That would be Ohio's own John Glenn.
Oh, and I went out on an Ohio question, too? Wow.
And I'm originally from Michigan.
And you're from Michigan. And he got it right. Oh, my gosh.
Final score, Jason 4, Alyssa 3. Jason wins Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
All right.
Congratulations, Jason. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Be watching your mail. Very soon you will get a delivery of an official Alyssa's College of Knowledge pennant and an Alyssa's College of Knowledge diploma. And we're going to send you a $50 gift card to the Woodhouse Spa.
All right. Sounds great. My name is Jason, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You've got Q104 this morning, and we thank you for being here. It's Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. So ask me the question that you asked me this morning when you walked in, Alyssa.
Okay. So Rocket Mortgage Field House.
Yes.
In case you haven't heard, this week the name changed again. It is now Rocket Arena. But I saw the Cleveland Clothing Company posted a mock-up of a t-shirt. It's not a real t-shirt, although they did say that it could be. Mm-hmm. And the t-shirt says, I still call it the Gund, the Q, and Romo Fijo. I have never in my life heard anybody refer to Rocket Mortgage Field House as Romo Fijo. Is this something that people actually say?
I remember asking that same question a year ago, 2 years ago. I don't remember when it was. And the reason that I asked the question, Kelly, who works at Q104 in the afternoon. So
okay.
Kelly, when you're driving home in the afternoon, Kelly used to call it the Romo. And she said it one time on the air. And I think I had her on the show, too. And I'm like, who calls it the Romo? I said, I've never heard that before except from you. And she's like, everybody calls it the Romo.
The Romo? I've never heard that.
I'm 100% with you.
I mean, I like it. Don't get me wrong. I think Romo Fijo is fantastic.
You do?
I love it.
Oh, I thought it was dumb.
But I feel like I kind of missed out on being able to use it now that, you know, Rocket Mortgage Field House is no longer. It's now Rocket Arena.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, I saw this shirt and I was like, is this a Cleveland inside joke that I just totally missed out on?
I think it's a Cleveland inside joke. I don't think anybody was calling it Romo Fijo.
Maybe the inside joke is just that that name is so ridiculous,
mm-hmm.
and that like nobody actually uses it. I'm curious though. Like, do you refer to Rocket Mortgage Field House, Rocket Arena? Did you call it Romo Fijo?
I think everybody calls it the Rock. Don't they?
What? I've never even heard that.
At least the announcers have.
I mean, I've only been to a couple of Monsters games. I haven't even been to a Cavs game yet this year.
But I'm talking about the announcers on TV. Like,
oh, okay.
Someone hits a three deep in the Rock.
Oh, okay.
And now they have more reason to do that
because now
it's just Rocket Arena.
I like the Rock, too. And I like the Rock, like in WWE. But I like the Rock. I think that that's a cool name. It's just, I've never heard anybody call it that.
Yeah, me neither. I'm totally with you. I've no one in my circle or even in casual conversation ever said Romo Fijo.
No.
Except for Kelly, and I called her on it.
Romo. It's so fun. Like, I wish
it's fun.
Romo Fijo?
No, the reason why I called it out is because I thought it was stupid.
Oh, no, I think it's super fun. I'm sad that I missed out on the chance to use it.
I'm fine with The Rock. The Rock is just fine with me.
Also, Cleveland Clothing Company, if you're listening, if you make that shirt, I will buy it.
All
just
right.
saying.
Shirt for one.
Shirt for one coming up.
Custom order.
I would love to still call it The Gund, too. That was a great name. And The Q. All good names.
You went to The Gund before you went to The Q? You would prefer Gund?
I would prefer The Gund. That's what it was when I was like a little kid. That's what I like. Yeah, I prefer The Gund.
When's it going to stop?
I don't know. I don't think it's ever going to stop.
Like, are you the same way with Progressive Field? You wish it was still Jacobs Field?
I mean, I do wish that, yes, but I don't like change. I'm a simple gal. I don't like change.
You wish it was still the Richfield Coliseum?
What's that?
You wish the Guardians still played at League Park?
Where is that? Okay, now you're getting way before my time.
I went all the way back to the 1920s there.
All right, show off.
All right. Coming up this morning, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We'll play one more time. We have another $50 gift card to the Woodhouse Spa to give away. The Q Morning Show.
Q104 returns shortly.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. So earlier this week, my sister had a birthday. My sister Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And a conversation that my sister had with my mom, which I got into the same conversation. My sister asked my mom, if I were a boy, if I weren't born a girl, what would my name have been?
Oh.
And for her, the answer was David. She would have been Dave, which is also my brother's name.
Okay.
So eventually, once they got there,
they used the name.
They got Dave. But she would have been Dave. But instead, she was Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked my mom the same question. I said, okay, well, I'm your firstborn. If I were a girl, what would my name have been? And then my mom went to answer me. And I'm like, wait, don't say anything. Don't say anything. I'm going to ask you on the show. So that happens frequently in my life.
Where you have to just stop conversations in the middle of them. I do that too.
Yeah, I said, I need that for the radio show.
Yep.
Don't tell me yet. What about you? If you were born a boy?
I actually do know what my name would have been. I would have been a heartthrob, man. I would have been a heartbreaker.
So it would have been Dylan?
No.
Brandon?
No.
Austin?
No.
What?
You want me to tell you right now?
Okay, you can.
Ryan Elias. Not sound like the coolest kid in school. Ryan Elias.
So your middle name would have been Elias?
Yes.
Ryan Elias. What's the significance of Elias?
Elias is my pap, so my grandpa's dad.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's my great grandpa. I never met him.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that was a family name. Ryan, I don't really know. I don't really know where that one came from.
But you're saying if you were Ryan Elias, you would have been a player?
Oh my God, come on. Yeah, how could I not be with a name like that? Be so for real.
You would have been a bro?
I would have been such a bro. I would have been a problem.
Okay, I can't use any other description. 216-474-0104. Do you know what your name would have been if you were born the opposite gender? Let's get into it next. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. We're talking about, do you know what your name would have been if you were born the opposite gender? So for Alyssa, for example, she was born Alyssa Rose.
Mm-hmm.
But if she were born a boy, she would be Ryan Elias.
I know. It's just, you know what? I've grown to love Alyssa Rose, but Ryan Elias, oh, come on. That's a good name.
Not someone that you would want to date your daughter.
No.
Keep that Ryan Elias away from your daughter.
Exactly.
Jordan in Lorain, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so do you know what your name would be if you were born the opposite sex?
I do.
Okay.
And I'm so glad I wasn't.
Because right now, your name, Jordan, it could have gone either way with
Jordan.
Yeah, it's
very gender neutral.
Yeah, and my parents didn't actually choose it.
They didn't?
Who chose your name?
No, they couldn't agree, so my mom's boss named me.
I have a lot of questions.
That's another.
Yeah, that's. I have a lot of questions on that. Your mom's boss. Okay, but first, let's get into what was the name that you would have been named if you were the opposite gender that you said you're very glad that didn't happen?
Bo Allen.
Bo Allen.
Bo Allen Jackson. I'm so glad.
Hold on. Bo Allen Jackson?
Yep.
Yeehaw.
I know.
Well, also, Bo Jackson was a athlete from the 80s, early 90s.
Oh, he was?
Were they?
I think that's where it stemmed from.
Oh, but the Alan Jackson, that just sent me down like a country rabbit hole. That's where I was like, oh, boy. I don't know. Bo, that just sounds like, that makes me think of, that's a country boy right there.
Yeah, but I like that.
But they really didn't know I was a girl until I came out. So the last minute decision, they could not agree on a girl name. My dad wanted Cassandra Lee stemming from his name, and my mom wanted Cassandra, and my dad wanted Summer, and so they just couldn't come to a neutral decision. My mom's boss was a very good family friend. We've known her for, I don't know, so many years now, and she got the honors to name me, and they loved it. So
I love that they just were like, you know what, we can't agree. We're just going to let somebody else do it.
That's another conversation for another day. Like, who named you?
Yeah, no, that I have a great story about that, too, but we'll wait on it.
Other than a family member, who named you?
Oh, right? Yeah. Yeah, that would definitely be an interesting one to get into.
Bo would have been a cool name if I was born a boy, if my parents would have named me Bo. In fact, I'm pretty sure I complained about that when I was a kid because I watched The Dukes of Hazzard when I was a kid. I would have loved to have been Bo Duke.
Oh, but, yeah, that would have been cool, especially back then.
But what would I have been named if I was a girl? Let's ask my mom. She's on hold right now. Good morning, Mom.
Well, good morning.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because I am your firstborn.
You are.
When you were making preparations for my arrival on this earth, and you were bantering about names, if I was a boy, if I was a girl, because at some point you didn't know. Was it always going to be William if it was a boy?
Always. You were always going to be named after your dad.
So what would my name have been if I was born a girl?
Oh, that's a good question. We talked about it, of course, forever. And we did not know if it was a boy or girl till you were born.
Oh, really? You wanted the surprise?
Oh, wow.
Yes, for all four. Really. I did not want to know.
That's a fun fact that I was not aware of.
We never had any of those, whatever kind of tests that you get to, or ultrasounds,
right.
Or, you know, we never did any of that.
So the big reveal, if I were born a female, what would my name have been?
Okay. Well, we went round and round. Your dad loved the name Nancy. And I have nothing against the name Nancy. It's a beautiful name. But there was no meaning behind it. Nobody in the family was named Nancy. He had no real reason to name you Nancy. And I wanted to name you Julie because I have a devotion to a very special saint, Saint Julie Billiard. And so I wanted you to be Julie. And, of course, when you were born, you were Billy.
Okay. So you never had to make the choice, obviously.
No.
And then my younger sister is Julie. So,
oh, okay. So Julie did come into play eventually.
So I guess I can assume if I was born a girl, you would probably have won, and I would have probably been Julie.
You would have been Julie, yes.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, Mom.
Yes.
My recollection is that Dad called me Nancy anyway. Called me Nancy all the time.
He calls you lots of things.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't care if it's a boy. It's Nancy to me.
I'd be at my basketball game, and I'd airball a shot, be like, nice shot, Nancy.
See, he still got to use the name.
Yeah, he did get to use it. All right. Thank you, Mom. I appreciate you shedding some light on that.
Well, you're very welcome, hon. Have a good day.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Ashley in Pepper Pike, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening and for calling in. We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge, a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more questions right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more questions right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready for your five questions?
I guess so.
Okay. Confidence. You need some confidence, Ashley.
Okay.
The movie Jaws focuses on what animal?
A great white shark.
Question two. The longest running soap opera currently in production with a medical theme?
General Hospital.
Question three. Who is the voice of Poe from the Kung Fu Panda movies?
Jack Black.
Our fourth question. This rap legend and music mogul is known legally as Sean Carter.
Diddy Combs.
Final question. What type of cloud produces a thunderstorm? Is it a cumulonimbus cloud or a cirrus cloud?
Cumulonimbus.
Ashley, let me get Alyssa back into the studio first off here.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
You did really well today, Ashley. Really well.
There's only one that I was like, oh, I don't know.
And that was the one you missed. So you went 4 out of 5 today.
You got another 4 out of 5?
Yeah.
Ah.
Now, see, yesterday, everyone was saying these questions are too hard, but now Ashley comes in and gets 4 out of 5.
You can't find a happy medium, Bill.
There really is no happy medium. So, Alyssa, you need 4 to tie, 5 to win. Let's get into it. Question 1. The movie Jaws focuses on what kind of animal?
A shark.
It's the longest-running soap opera currently in production with a medical theme.
Oh, General Hospital?
I thought everybody was going to say Grey's Anatomy for some reason.
It's not a soap opera.
Eh.
It's a nighttime soap opera. They're different.
Eh.
They're very different.
Question 3. Who is the voice of Po from the Kung Fu Panda movies?
Jack Black.
You've got 3. Here's our 4th question. This rap legend and music mogul is known legally as Sean Carter.
P. Diddy? No. No, that's Lil Wayne.
That's what Ashley said. No, Sean Carter is Jay-Z.
It's Jay-Z?
Yes.
The Carter.
And Beyonce is.
Oh, was the Carter was not. Oh, okay. I was thinking that was Lil Wayne for some reason.
Okay, so now it just got interesting.
Okay.
Ashley got 4. Alyssa still has 3. We're on the final question. You need this question to tie, or we have another winner today in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Okay.
What type of cloud produces a thunderstorm? Is it a cumulonimbus cloud or a cirrus cloud?
Oh, wow. I only have a 50-50 shot to get this wrong. I'm going to say a nimbus.
That's
yes!
correct.
Yes!
It is the cumulonimbus cloud that produces rain and a thunderstorm.
Oh, I just know that there's like a 5th grader in the car right now screaming the answer at me.
Oh, they're in school. They don't know how you're doing. So good for you. Bad for Ashley, because that means we have a tie today. But Ashley, we loved having you on the show today playing Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We would love to give you a $50 gift card to the Woodhouse Spa.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
That's like perfect for this time of year, too. I can't think of a better time to go treat yourself to a massage than when it is bitterly cold.
Yes. Get an escape from this weather.
Yes, exactly.
My name is Ashley, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
You're on Q104.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Oh.
Yay, weekend watch list.
I've been spending a lot of time in front of the TV this week. I don't know about you, but it's just been so cold, so snowy. All I want to do is just snuggle up under blankets and watch some shows.
There's so much good TV on right now. White Lotus is back on Max.
I know. I have to watch that. I have not watched this season at all.
I haven't gotten to it yet as well. There was a documentary that you said that you watched the other day that you liked.
Oh my gosh. Seriously, I love true crime documentaries. This might be, I think, one of the best ones I've ever seen. The Gabby Petito documentary on Netflix. It just came out on Monday.
Okay.
It's only 3 episodes. I just think it was really, really well done. You know, her parents are fully involved in it and like speaking their piece. There's a lot of unseen footage. They do a really good job with it.
How closely did you follow in real time the whole Gabby Petito saga when it happened?
Oh, I followed it for at least a good 2 weeks.
Did you learn something new when you watched the documentary?
Absolutely.
Really?
I learned so much new. Okay. They really don't hold back on it because there's just so much footage. When you think about it, they were doing van life videos.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of footage that we hadn't seen that they do go ahead and put into this documentary. So worth a watch. Super easy to knock out in a weekend. It's on Netflix, like I said, The Disappearance of Gabby Petito.
Severance, a new episode of Severance drops tonight.
Oh, that's right.
I saw the other day where Severance is now the most watched show on Apple TV Plus. It surpassed Ted Lasso,
which is a huge deal because Ted Lasso, I mean, I remember a couple years ago, like that was the Halloween costume. That's a huge show.
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Severance, I think that in the most simplistic terms to explain it to you, they have employees at this company that are severed. So they go to work in the morning, and then once they enter the building, something in their brain creates an entirely different persona. It's a totally different person. And so they have what they call the innie. And they so they go through their 8-hour day, and then when they leave the building, they turn back into their outie. So it's like two different people. Can you imagine what that would be like for us?
No.
Like right now, we would be two innies talking to each other on a radio show.
But
right?
Our outies would have like no clue.
Well, I think they would know what we would do for a living.
Well, yeah, they would know, but like they wouldn't know like our conversations.
First of all, our outies would have to get up at the crack of dawn every single morning before the crack of dawn. It's still pitch black outside. And they've got to drive downtown every single day.
Right.
And then we go to work and then we do the radio show and then they drive home, you know, whenever we go home. And then people will tell them, oh, I love the radio show this morning.
And you're like, what?
They would have no idea what we were talking about.
I even do that now sometimes and I'm here. I'm fully present. And even still, sometimes I'm like, what? I don't remember that. I was too early.
Could you imagine what that would be like?
No.
That'd be crazy.
I've thought about that so many times while watching Severance. It is really difficult to explain. I think that you did a good job. But, like, it's really, really good. How many episodes are there now?
Oh, I don't know. This season?
This season.
I think 5 or 6 have dropped.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're not caught up on this season, again, another great weekend to do it. We're not really getting much warmer than what we're at right now.
No.
Looks like we got a lot of snow coming down. For the rest of the day, I think. I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist. Don't quote me. But good weekend to stay inside. And also looking ahead, something to look forward to. The Last of Us, season 2. They announced that that will be replacing White Lotus in the time slot. Once White Lotus finishes up and wraps, Last of Us season 2, April 13th, starts on HBO. Why are you doing this again? He's just staring at me.
Why can you not handle the silence?
I've never been able to handle silence. Uh-huh. It makes me so uncomfortable. Why do you think I do this for a living?
It's like the second you hear silence, you're like, I got to keep talking.
I do. Have you never noticed this about me? Silence makes me so uncomfortable. I come out of situations with people that I'm meeting for the first time. I come out exhausted because I don't shut up.
Okay. All right. It's going to be okay.
I'm just gonna sit here. We'll just have a moment of silence.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.